The Old Forge Hotel, page 172. Lord Craddock's eyes swiveled to the towel in Alf's hands. It was jumping about violently. "Is that lunch under there?" asked the old man, noticing that Hattie brandished a knife in one hand and held a dead mouse in the other. "Can't we just have roast beef?" he said, looking a little concerned but not particularly surprised. "I hate foreign food." "I'll get your coffee organised, sir," said Alf.
Good boy," said Lord Craddock. "If I still had a regiment, you'd be marked out as officer material."
Alf released the bird from the back door and then grabbed the kettle. He turned on the tap, but nothing happened. "No water," he said, shaking his head in disbelief. He had forgotten about the dispute the man with half a beard and the woman with the soap suds were having with his father. His sister stood watching him, still clutching the dead mouse. "Time me, Hattie," Alf said, pushing his watch into her empty hand. He raced through reception, past the desk, up the stairs, along the landing, then took another staircase up to the damp air of the unoccupied second floor. He pulled open a narrow door and squeezed along dark shelves of mouldering bedlinen to the steep steps that led to the loft. Alf pushed his hand into the dark opening above his head and found the switch. A naked bulb came on, then began flickering wildly. He heard it fizz and expected it to pop at any moment. Alf climbed up, then moved carefully through stacks of dusty magazines and old suitcases until he came to the water tank. It was empty. Either the pump had jammed or something was blocked. He stood back for a moment to examine the plumbing, then kicked the largest of the copper pipes. He heard a gurgle, a splutter, and the tank began to fill. Grinning, he moved back the way he had come, switched off the light, closed the narrow door, and bounded down the stairs. He swung around the banisters on the first floor and thumped straight into the man with half a beard. The two women were following him up the stairs to their rooms.
"Why don't you look where you are going?" the man snarled.
"Sorry," Alf gasped. "But I fixed the water. It's on again. You don't have to go now." The man's face twisted in mockery.
"Listen, boy, this hotel is dangerous. If the chef hasn't poisoned us already, he might fall off the roof and kill us. Perhaps the screaming, knife-wielding maniac in the kitchen will come after us. Or will we be electrocuted by the faulty wiring or eaten alive by mice?"
Alf smiled weakly. He didn't know what to say. He slipped past them and headed back to the kitchen to fill the kettle.
3 minutes and a bit," Hattie said, passing him the watch. She held out the dead mouse.
"Poor thing," she sniffed. "Let's give it a decent funeral."
"Good idea," said Alf. "3 more guests are about to leave. We need something to cheer us up."